Welcome to everybody. Thanks for the invitation, but after I have to explain more works. Okay. Okay, who I am? First of all, I work a lot for acoustic detectors, Auriga, and I am also responsible, of dilution refrigerator of Cuore detector. It's double beta decay located in the Gran Sasso labs. This means I'm not exactly experimental with a tabletop experiment because the minimum weight of Kreostat is 25 tons. The dimension is 5 meter long, 3 meter diameter, 4 meter. And I don't know what is your approach with the tabletop, but this is not a tabletop dimension, sure. I think so. And
close enough. Close enough.
There are a lot of closed things, but okay. Okay, I try this. Okay, I back. The second title is Five Cold Ultra Cold Story, because I like to tell the story, but I don't like too much the history. If you want to have a very beautiful, and there are also the picture of Professor Pike, I address you to download these slides and proposed by Eugenio Koch just 1 month ago in the Amaldi meeting, because the history of the acoustic detector, gravitation wave acoustic detector, is over, of course. You know better than me. But okay, but I want to express there are also some other results coming from this kind of detector.
Is that mini-grain?
Yes. Yes, it's evident from the color of the hair that this picture. This is the last picture of this talk, okay? And the sentence is, "Have fun to work at these things," okay? But yes, it does mean the gray. But I think it's 20 years ago around this picture, okay? Where is Gratta? No, I don't remember. This is Minisphere for us. Okay, because in this case, the frequency resonance is more than 3 kHz, and to see the signal at a few times Hertz, where is the black hole merging, this diameter increases linearly. Okay, this is a little sphere for us. It's a tabletop closer approach. Okay, and. I changed a little bit my presentation because before I want to express the resume about my knowledge. Maybe after, if you want, you can start to discuss about that, no problem. What is the evolution starting from Auriga 90s to Cuore 2010, around that? The evolution is, the weight of the detector is pretty similar, 2.5 tons in one case, the other the same because there are shielded other skins. But the best temperature and the working temperature for Auriga was around a few hundred milli-K, and Cuore now works at 60 milli-K. This is a big difference in between the two cryostats. The system of Auriga was wet system with liquid helium and one key pot for pre-cooling the mixture inside. The Cuore working with the pulse tube and don't have liquid helium. There are only 1 liter of mixture helium 3, helium 4 inside the dilution refrigerator. For safety approach, but also for easy approach, that is easier to plug on the pulse tube work with that, then use 1,000 liters of liquid helium. Wiring, this is another big increasing that Auriga needs only the wiring for the squid, something ancillary aspect. For Cuore, it needs at least 6 wires for any crystals. There are around 1,000 crystals, that is the result. This is another important point, because the wire is a shortcut, thermal shortcut. This means to reach this temperature, you have to thermalize at the best these aspects. Okay, this only this tone dimension. Okay, last one, but not the least, thermalization. Don't change so much. This is an example of Auriga thermalization. I think there are pictures after. Okay, this is the two dilution units. I'm sorry, but okay, I show you what is this. Okay, this is the thermalization, this is the because this was the first run of Auriga, 97-99, after we don't work, after we don't have worked with ultracryogenic dilution refrigerator, but also at 4 Kelvin. This is the classical thermalization, copper, golded, and annealed. And this works.
So, sorry, this is, when you say thermalization, what do you mean?
This is the last thermal contact between the cold finger and the detector.
That's it?
Yes. Two of that realize...
Heat sink, right?
This is the heat sink.
Heat sink.
Yes, this is
so
sink.
So when you try to pull, it has to, the entire ton has to pull through that?
Yes. But pay attention, not a nitrogen temperature, not a liquid helium temperature, at the ultracryogenic temperature.
So at 4 Kelvin, the vapor, helium vapor is a very big amount.
The
very large in quality, very large 4 Kelvin mass, that's the lead shield.
In quality?
Yeah.
So I have a picture about that. What is the question, sorry?
No, that I'm just saying that the large mass for Kelvin is the lead shield.
Yes, okay. There are around 6 tons of the lead shield. Right. The problem with lead also is the Fermi temperature is very low. That means you start to have a linear thermal capacitance lower at the lower temperature. For copper, aluminum, the energy, Fermi energy is around a few thousand Kelvin. For lead, it's 80 Kelvin. This means you have you have spent a lot of time, a lot of entropy to extract the.
So the weight below 6 Kelvin is 6 tons?
Yes, for Auriga, yes.
I told you it was
less than that. There are shields. Yes, there are one key pot and the internal shield, the adding one is one. I don't put the right number, it's around 5.5, okay. But it's only to have a direct comparison, okay? It's not. In this case, there are copper and aluminum. The aluminum is bad like lead because it's light. This means the quantity of moles is high. You need to extract a lot. Okay, how much energy we need to extract is. Few gigajoules. This means that you have a kilowatt power, you need more than 10 days to cool down. For that also is not a tabletop experiment, because when you close the last thread, you discovered after that you make some mess, you lose 3 months, okay? Tabletop means any day the PhD student make something better, or worse, I don't know, depending. Okay, I have a little gift for you, I hope. Pulse tube. Also me, I don't understand how it works. Okay, but is a big total revolution because in this case, also Perimeter Institute can realize cryogenics. You plug 10 kilowatt for the compressor, 5 kilowatts for the chiller, and you have a 4K, 1 watt K, okay? In other case, if you want that, you need a lot of stuff like compressor, storage gas, cold refrigerator, transport duart, $1 million or €1 million, what you want. Okay. We are lucky because in the Legnaro there are an accelerator, cryogenics working. There are 3 liquefiers, and we have also Howard Duncan liquefier to realize the liquid helium for Auriga. The evaporation of Auriga is around 60 liter days, was around 60 liter days. This means with less than 100,000 liter, you survive 1 year. Okay? No problem. Okay, the gift.
Okay.
Okay, I tried it. This is the pulse tube. It's a middle temperature, 40K, and the colder temperature. This is the links. Okay? In this case, a thread of copper colded. Okay, but it's. Less softer than that, but also more surface. Okay, of course. Okay, there are 5 pulse tubes like that in the quarry, across that, and this is the pulse tube is the orifice. The pulse tube is Joule Thomson, is isoenthalpic process, not reversible. How works the isoenthalpic process? Okay, you take a nitrogen bubble bottle. Two atmosphere. You open a room temperature, and the output froze. You produce ice. Okay. What happens in the liquid for helium? For helium, this temperature is 40K. okay, this is, I take it this one is wrong. I know this because the temperature is in Kelvin. But for helium, you need to reach before 40K after this works. This means you put a pressure inside the heat exchanger. The very good breakthrough was realizing this heat exchanger with some kind of rare earth that have a very high thermal capacitance, and that this heat exchanger is realized by centralized material. Centralized material, you take a material in the powder after you compress.
So,
For helium, you need to reach 40K, okay? Yeah. After when you reach 40K, you put inside the gas at high pressure, and you extract your gas. You realize this Joule Thomson without moving parts. This is a very important aspect. You can reach to the best pulse tube reach 3.2, 3.1 Kelvin. And very amazing and fantastic. The important thing is that you can cool down tons with a few pulse tube. That is possible also for safety aspect in the Gran Sasso labs. This is very useful. Otherwise, 1,000 liter of liquid helium, not so easy to manage. This is the big difference. There are teardrops in my face because this was 20 years ago slides showing my first international meeting in Sao Paulo. And I'm sorry, this is very stupid, but the dilution refrigerator works the same. Nothing changed, okay? Changing only this aspect that now we don't use one key pot, then is cryogenic free, is dry. And you can use the pulse tube with the right condensing line for the mixture. Okay, I put here, okay, to maintain total parallelism. This is the behavior in temperature, the power of Quore. That when I started to collaborate with Quore, they asked me to reach 10 mK. We was able to reach 7, but now the best working point is around 15. Okay. I work for nothing, but okay, no problem. Okay, just a question, but okay, this is a very, very, very short resume for what I can express about my work. Now I started to talk about five stories. There are some short, some long. I will skip if there are so much time. If I don't have much, I could. I put, okay, thanks. Okay. First, okay, I put, this. The first is my today tabletops. That is a few months I started to collaborate with Professor Carugno and the Quox, that someone I've already speak about. And don't ask me nothing because I started to study now. I don't have more information, but this is the classical presentation. And this is the QCD action. This is already good for me to understand the difference between one kind of action and the other kind of action.
It's a QCD action coupled to electrons.
To electrons, yes.
Yes.
So it's slightly different from
the. Yes. This is the best, the more important throughput is to identify the best material to maintain very tiny line width inside the RF cavities. And I started to collaborate because it needed 100 mK. This is the little wet dilution refrigerator with a one key pot. And we reach a good, this is an example of cavity to connected to the cold finger, okay? And I'm happy because after 10 years then this dilution refrigerator don't work, we was able to reach 90 mK, the power is enough, and this is my current tabletop. Helps or collaboration is welcome because, but I think this is a good R&D progress project. We need 2 years to define the white paper after, who knows, useful, useful intriguing aspect is who knows if it's needed to go underground or not, because at the first level don't have a coupling, but this is the first sentence is don't have a coupling. After the people discover there are a lot of coupling with cosmic ray and other things. Okay, question.
What is the line width of the gear?
10^6.
Right now.
Yes.
So this is
No, pay attention. Where?
This is for the cavity.
Yes, for the cavity inside the
dilution
free. No, not in the side at 4K inside the 1.57 Tesla. They maintain with a little sphere. The problem is the quantity of material. This is a very little sphere. Is I think this is 1 millimeter. There are other test
but
points.
There's nothing. There's no yeet inside. There's no. That sphere.
That sphere. Is inside these RF cavities inside the field, inside the liquid cooled in the liquid helium, and now also tested inside 1.7 Tesla magnet. Not already tested inside the dilution refrigerator, but with and you see that the Q is good. This is a superconductive because it's niobium, as with the little sphere inside.
With the little sphere?
Yes.
So they didn't have, because I remember you had problems with losses in the beginning and.
Impurities.
Impurities. Yeah,
okay. The best answer about everything is impurities. Okay. Nestor, I'm so grateful about to Mina. Ken, there are? No. Oh, I'm sorry. Because just 2 years ago, you started to took contact with Massimo Cerdonio and to starting to think what is possible to extract from a Auriga detector. It's possible to see something. And I'm happy because we realized, Antonio, and with a lot of help from perimeter people, realized MPRL. And what is for me astonishing, we stay also in the particle data book. As I was enough smarter than I choose my fellow with the B first letter, because in my case it was not the first, but in this case it's the first. Okay, and that is, I try to explain what we do, we did it. Okay, it's not my principal activity, but I take the transparencies show in the Patras workshop from Antonio. And this is the business. Okay, moduli is a kind of question you know better than me. This is the limitation that you have already expressed. And what is the strange effect? The coupling between the moduli and the matter is perfectly equivalent to the coupling between the gravitational wave and acoustic detector. That we realize this measurement with any changement. We take the data of Auriga and realize this measurement. The question is, what means this effect? It's not possible to disentangle that. We make a measurement of both together. This was also one problem to discuss with the referee, but I don't know if the referee of PRL is there, but okay. And the motion, this is the classical scheme of oscillator or acoustic detector. And okay, there are tidal force, of course, and Auriga with 3 oscillators, the antenna, the transducer, the LSC coupled with the DC squid. And the temperature operating is 4K, and the frequency is around 1 kHz. The frequency defines the masses of moduli immediately. I will talk more about these graphics, but the important thing is we reach total control of the noise budget. We know what is the source of the noise budget is well under control, and also is enough good, I'm sorry, but is enough good the stability. This is the 2 week half that we take for realize the measurement. Okay, it's 21, more than 20 per day. And you see these, these are frequencies, the 3 peaks, there are some disturbance, but okay. And this in time. you see, when you see some spikes, this is kind of energy inside the oscillator or some electromagnetic disturbance. But the system was very reliable. And this was our survival from 2003, 2004, just 2016, because we was the safety parachute of gravitation community. Because if something happens like a Magellano supernova Magellano cloud like 87, maybe we can see something. Maybe, because now the theoreticians say that not yet. But OK. And the system is very simple. Not very simple. It's very reliable. And few work from me and from other people, Vedovato, about data analysis. And we took the data. And we can
a little horizontal bands.
Yeah?
No, in the data, you see horizontal bands.
Day-night effect sometimes. No, I have it to control, but there are some. This is spikes, of course, and you see that this was a noisy day. This was another noisy day. And
so the horizontal axis is also related to calendar times.
Yes, it's the calendar. Yeah. Oh,
no, it's frequency.
Ah, horizontal. No, OK. This is frequency, of course. It's the three peaks.
Oh, OK.
So, and this is day. Days.
Right, just that you have extra noise for that day, you have extra noise in all those frequencies, in that frequency at 880 hertz.
Right, but it's not at other frequencies.
It's obviously an axion or something.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Wasn't there the
No, but I'm really serious. What?
I try.
Okay. You're going to explain what those lines are, the horizontal lines.
This is the time frequencies diagram, okay? That this is the color of thermal spectrum, okay? I try. There are some spectra any few seconds, okay? You put in the timing all the spectra and you identify a color that is the depth. This is the spectra of sensitivity. It's different than the spectra in the real time, because in the real time there are three core. Here there are two. But if you apply, if you take the measurement, you take the data, you apply the FFT shifting the time, you have a lot of power spectra. And you put in the power spectra in the timing. Probably I don't understand your question.
Okay.
Understood your question.
On the horizontal axis, there's the
frequencies. If I zoom, there are any 3-4 seconds, one different spectra.
Okay. How long does it take to make a frequency scan?
How long? The Nyquist frequencies is 1.2 kilohertz, because we acquired at 2.5 kilohertz. Is enough. Because the sensitive part is there. I'm sorry, I don't understand this.
Okay.
It's okay?
Fine.
Thanks.
That's the bandwidth of the antenna. So I don't think you scan, you just take data. So the best noise is.
Of course.
800 to 1,000.
That's this one.
Yes.
We analyze only this frequency part.
Right.
Because in this case, we have a sensitivity. It's a factor 2-3 between the minimum. Okay? And we leave the peaks to avoid any. That of course, there are some peaks. The duty cycle is 85%. Okay, we put this is the software activities. This means we put it inside the signal. We extract.
Back to the other slide. I think for the audience, this is the resonant mass antenna operated at 4.5, not 100 millikelvin.
No, this work at 4.4. 4 Kelvin.
4 Kelvin. So in frequency spectrum, it reached close to, say, 2 times 10 to 21 per square hertz. It's narrow band, like 100 hertz bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
That's within, in fact, 100 from what advanced LIGO reached. But we were told some 20 years ago in the US, we cannot improve the, we don't have money to improve. We're told not.
There was also some problem with the crowd, no?
You had the more stated support.
Yes.
Is it still it's running true? Or is it?
No, long? It's over.
It's over.
Yes, both.
No, both. Resonant mass antennas.
Both. We and COCHA explored COCHA Nautilus detector.
It's over.
It's over. Of course. The price is too much also for
an important question.
Yes.
Now, you still have the Crystek, right?
Yes.
Now, Stanford, LSU, it just jumped. They sell it as scrap metal. Now, don't throw it away until you consult with our.
Just now is. Yeah, just now it's closed in the vacuum.
Yeah, so
it's only at room temperature.
That may be very valuable for to test prototype Sagro. So don't throw it away until.
We can meet about that, no problem. The problem. I'm here also too because Auriga is over, Quora is data taking. I start to work around other aspects, but I don't think in this moment for Axion needed this use Crystek, but okay, it. You know my email, it's no problem. Cerdoni email, no problem. okay, and the statistics was good. Then how we express that this power density function to identify the parameter for, because no evidence of peaks that we define an upper limit. This is the usual Feynman causing approach, and this is the results, okay? We took inside the natural part that was good, is good in this scale. In this scale, of course, it's different. It's a 1 point. Okay, I leave it mini grail or dual because it's only projected sensitivity. This is true data, like the quartz sensor, Michael. And I thanks again to you, to this community. This is finished. I think, yes, there are resumes, but okay. You know that my approach was a little bit cold, probably starting from my skill or my attitude, that what happens, I express also to Chair that my theoretician reference is Einstein for gravitational wave, Majorana for double decay. After, it's not so easy to start to take a contact with the real theoretician and start to discuss with him. Okay, thanks again. I'm ready for the next story.
So there's no more data taking with this. Are you planning to expand
any? It's very simple, the question. The sensitivity is proportional to the fourth power of the time. Mm-hmm. If you want to increase the factor two, the sensitivity, we need to analyze all the 12 years of data of Auriga. But I'm sorry, but probably I'm so stupid, but in this case, you don't change nothing. It's a point equal. If there are possibility to go down, okay, but unfortunately, this is a very simple. Thanks for the question, but the answer is, if you have time, okay. Cuore, okay. I was lucky because just 1 month ago, it finished the embargo about the data of Quora because we cooled down in the last month of previous year, and we started commissioning. The data was good, but it's not possible to discuss with everyone until the Taup. The Taup was in Canada, Sudbury. And this is the slide of PAE, Oliviero Cremonesi. I don't know what is your feeling about this kind of detector, but it's double beta decay, the main aspect. The other aspect is a very sensitive detector to see tiny energy from few hundred keV to few tens MeV. It's totally different than Auriga. Auriga is one detector, here there are 1,000 around. It's a crystal. But what is very important for me is that this was a very mature technology. When we started to discuss about a big cryostat, a lot of steps was realized. This wasn't the Auriga or the Nautilus approach, because when we start to realize the ultracryogenic detector for the ultracryogenic acoustic detector, some aspect, first of all, the noise from a wonky pot, other the coupling with the squid, other things was not completely understood. That means we realize the detector at ultracryogenic temperature after we work for 10 years at 4K. In this case, not. In this case, not also because it's needed the ultracryogenic temperature, because otherwise the crystals don't work, or the NTD don't work. But it was needed to start from very little, very tiny crystal to increase the dimension. I'm sorry. Dove è? Morto? No. È morto. Va bene, allora mi tocca usare questo. Then, at this level, we frozen the dimension of crystal. We started to study a lot of crystal. We started to study the protocol how to realize the tower, and we realized. This is a very important aspect. For some aspect, is my request, if other people ask my skill about big cryostatic, what is your knowledge? If there, I wait 10 years. If there, it's possible to start discuss, of course, because otherwise the cryogenic have to adapt to the detector, not the detector to the cryogenic. That before you define what you want, after I prepare the skilling.
The y-axis is mass, basically? It
is sensitive mass, yes. It is higher. Yes, for our human attitude, from grams to kilograms, don't change so much, but it's order of magnitude. And also, for some aspect, okay, is masses or number of atoms that you can control?
It's mass exposure times exposure.
Yes, 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 but you can easily increase the mass, the time is years. Yes.
Yes, same for me.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry. It was, yes, maybe I'm only 3D. I don't apply the fourth dimension time, only 3D dimension, okay? But this is easier because for me. Where is my pointer? Okay, this is a resume about the cryostat. There are a lot of, the total mass of cryostat is 30 tons, and I express that middle is below 4K. And is a very dense, huge main flange. Questo non lavora. It's very, I don't have a picture, but it's not, for me it was very hard. I try to explain after. And okay, cryogenic commissioning. How much time we cooled Auriga? 3 times. 95 for test the 4K behavior, 1997-99 at ultracryogenic temperature, 2003 and over 1 year ago. How much time we cool down the quarry cryostat? 3 times. 1 time to test a 4K behavior, 1 time to test with the mini tower and all the system without LED, because it's better to test it without this. And after finish, 3 times. This is another important aspect that we lost a lot of time to realize this huge dimension. There are a lot of information here, okay. Time to cool down, weeks. We start the 5th of December. Stopping for pumping, some activity, and this is ultracryogenic cooldown. In this case, the order of magnitude, for this is the right answer to your question. Here, to reach the order of magnitude, you need week. Here, to reach the last 3 order of magnitude, from 4K to 7 millik, is enough a few days. And that means also is enough a few contact, okay?
Will be okay.
Okay, yeah, sure. From 99 is finished the work. That. I don't have more. I'm sorry. Right, it's very stupid, sorry. It's copper annealed, the golden. But it's the way to distract you from my very bad English. That, okay.
So basically, to cool down to 4 Kelvin, it takes close to a month.
Hmm? Oh my goodness! You start to.
That's my fault.
Theoretical?
Yes!
Ah, of course. Okay. Is sorry, Professor.
Listening to 4 Kelvin, it takes close to a month.
Yes, close amount. But for Quora, we use the fast cooling system analyzer in the collaboration with LEDs. This is Quora. This is Quora, yes. This means if we want to use the same approach of Auriga, in this case, this time is 3 times higher. That means 2 months around.
So for Auriga, it took 2 months?
No, for Auriga, it was 3 weeks, 2 weeks and a half for nitrogen. 4 days for liquid helium and 1 day also less for superconducting, so ultra cryogenic temperature. Here, if you want, we stop at 10K to pump out the best way the helium heat exchanger. Because if you have some atom of helium in the surface of crystal, you destroy completely the sensitivity, because a few atoms of helium is comparable with the thermal capacitance of all the crystal, okay? We pump, we cool down 4K, and after we cool down with the dilution units. No, I don't know what is. No, no problem. Another important aspect, past tube again, we are able to minimize the mechanical disturbances on putting an. Wait, I try to read. There are linear driver to control push tube motor heads. Then it's possible. It's very funny because in this moment we have five pi PT. One is over. The other 4 is used in the opposite phase. Then when one push the other pull, and this is the result. It's evident also here. Another important aspect, where is the Korean people? Okay. And with this linear driver, you can manage like a sinusoidal shape that you avoid the higher frequencies. What did you buy cryogenic company, you take a square sign. Yes. It's a totally disaster because you take all the frequencies. It's a totally disaster.
So this linear driver, did you build it yourself? This is something you built yourself?
No. It's 2 kilo euro each.
No, but you retrofit. This is the company that makes the pulse tube. Doesn't give you that.
No.
You retrofitted it.
Yes, but it's easy.
You use 2 back to back, and you have the same driver.
No, you can. There are 2 gains. One is this sinusoidal square shape. The other, you can change the phase one-to-one to optimize.
Ah, I see, okay. They're okay. Separate, but they run in a way that is, that, so yes. Yeah.
Also, you can change the frequencies, but plus tube work in between 1 and 2 hertz. If you too much, no, below, no. Because for us, it should be better, lower frequency. But. Not possible.
So, does any company now make the linear drives?
I don't remember. It's not. I can send you that. That, of course, was Giorgio Frossati information, because they used it to test some atto cube sensor for some companies.
Scales? I can make the scales.
Good question. This is the. I think it's ours. Because, of course, if you live along the pulse tube, you have some drift. And that is, I think, I can check if you want. But also because work in progress. It's a totally work in progress. After maybe I back about that. Okay. This is good.
Can I ask if a question, or a similar question still about vibration? Because I saw Olivier recently, and he told me that I have the impression that, that still the vibration, so that the vibration was much better. Initially, there's lots of quite a bit of problems, right? Like 6 months ago or something. And then it got better. And so
it's under embargo.
Are you entirely happy with the, so is this the final thing, or are you still debugging with vibration?
Still debugging to optimize. But it's not the main aspect that we want to optimize.
So at this point, it's pretty good already.
This point is pretty good, yes. Yes, I'm so happy about that because it was totally not under control just before.
That's just very hard.
Yes, I agree. I appreciate that you appreciate. But okay, this is the result. There are a lot of more to come, but please let me to put my clown approach to that, okay? This is the dilution units and the refrigerator inside the test facility. You are, of course, there are characterization, there are good stability without any control, that the huge dimension of the unit relies also this stability. And the result was good in the test facility. We reached around 5 mK after we displace. Of course, not engineer defined enough toll to realize the change immediately that we separated the 4K part from dilution units after we gent again. Okay, and okay, I had.
Is this one of the most powerful dilution refrigerators?
Yes.
Okay.
From my knowledge, yes. So also is in the, is an advice in the web page of Leiden Cryogenics that until the other company don't have a better, this is advice.
So this 10 microwatt basically is the best. When you think about the dilution refrigerator, you should always think that 10 microwatt power is what you
need. Remember the copper.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the reason.
That's the reason. At nitrogen temperature, kilowatt. At helium temperature, watt. At this temperature, microwatt or milliwatt, this is a rich milliwatt, 100, 3 milliwatt, 120 mK. Was, I try to explain you, I try, but maybe, okay.
Okay.
We lose 1 mK any test, that means alone with a few wire, total wiring, that what? But what means that? I try to explain, back all the slide of this is the first slide that I show to the collaboration meeting for Core. What do we need? We need a very Frankenstein things because we need both machine that are very strong for the cooling power, like a tractor, and very fast for the minimal temperature. Pay attention that the displacement of the cylindrata is very similar. But they use it totally different. Okay. It's funny for me because, okay, I don't explain more because it's more clear that you read that I explain. But what happens is a kind of Frankenstein. We can do, and we did it. Of course, I take a picture with both near that both yellow car. Okay, but for me is useful to explain. Okay.
And for me, now, this is an impedance matching problem. By the way. Yes. It sounds like it's an impedance matching.
Impedance matching?
Yeah. You know, you what I have. You know, you where you have large current and small voltage. Large power and smallest temperature. I don't know. This is probably
I have something about that. This is the last story, if you have time. But how much? What is my problem? What is my time? 15. Oh, okay. This is the harder story for me. I also, in this case, it's better that you read directly. This was beautiful articles. Realized by the collaboration under the solicitation of this colleague. The beautiful, for me it's very hard because, okay, We know. I hope to know, but probably I don't know. There are limits in the minimal distances that you can measure, okay? And this limit is need to put inside the Heisenberg uncertainty. There are goop. What happens? You need to identify and generalize the commutator. And this modifies quantum physics. Okay, our higher ground state is higher than minimal, but we reach around 4,000 quanta. Then it's possible to study what is the upper limit or minimal energy that you identify. The goop put a lot of trick. I don't know how to explain, but the next one is better. They put this beta. This beta is possible to parameterize like that. Okay? For me, this is like a black box, okay? I don't know for you.
Yeah. Eh? For theorists too, I have to say.
Okay. Thanks for honesty. Okay. That, of course, we needed to satisfy some principles. This is the result. No, this is the result. This is the evolution. You can identify the minimal energy through this beta. Okay. Omega zero is defined. H also, 2 also, that we measure. This is our parameter. And we can define this beta, and the beta zero is less than.
That's a really tight constraint.
Yes, but the intriguing thing is that we solve, we survive after. Where is? Oh, okay. I have to explain here. Echo. After the upper limits, one upper limit, two upper limits, we survive. then.
By the way, how many? This is number of phonons. So,
yes.
So you have that the four phonons in that part.
Yes. The minimal energy that we can see by analysis.
Yes,
that yes. This, you remember the Tobol?
Yes, of course.
This is the minimal energy. If you integrate more, you have you integrate more thermal aspect. If you integrate less, you integrate electric aspect. This is minimal.
I'm not quite following. So this is, you know omega, you know your temperature independently. And
yes.
You're measuring the thermal noise temperature?
Yes.
Okay. How do you?
The thermal noise, not the thermal noise, the minimal part of thermal noise we are able to identify. Like minimal energy. What, where is Geraci? No, not yet. I'm sorry, Andrew. Any oscillator is a perfect quadrupole. You put inside something, you extract something from outside. You know perfectly your frequency resonance, that at any frequencies you can identify your signal. But the problem is when you cut with, not you, you express that. Okay, what is this cut? Is the mean between thermal noise and electric noise. Roughly, okay? That, this cut is, okay. This minimal energy is not the energy stored inside the oscillator, but is the energy you can identify with the signal-to-noise ratio 1.
Yes.
Like increasing energy. If you have an oscillator infinite Q, you can see 1 quanta.
So how do you independently calibrate the temperature?
No, we calibrated the sensor, not the temperature. We know, we know perfectly the impedances, the real and imaginary part of different impedances of any part of the detector, that we are able to identify perfectly the dynamics. I have some, this is the last story.
That point is
no, there was Michael before.
So I was just going to say there's narrow band noise and broad band noise, like back action.
No, of course. Roughly means I don't speak about vacation.
So, the point is a positive result or a limit?
No, it's a limit. Sorry, it's a limit in beta. It's a limit in beta.
So if it's a limit, what if you survived? You're saying that's the limit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I'm sorry. Yes, it depends where you is the space. The phase space is so big, but this is the limit, okay? This is the limit in beta zero. What do you like more?
Okay.
No, it's very surprising because I use these slides are realized by other people. Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm missing something. It seems that the lower a point is on that plot that you just showed, the better, right?
Is the motionless. Is the most motionless. Why? Because we have a big masses.
Right, but isn't the physics...
This is 2012. Maybe something happens after, okay?
Look at the other points you have.
Hmm?
The little yellow dots, what are those?
They are the oscillator, very light.
Right, okay. But, you know, how does the fundamental physics care whether you have this mass oscillator or that? The interesting thing is how low down can you go?
No, it's not just that, because in this theory, obviously, the amount of deviation you have is inversely proportional to the mass. Because the smallest, basically, ideally, you would like to go to uncertainties in displacement of order the Planck length, which is 10 to the minus 35 meters. So if you have an oscillator that's cooled the ground to the ground state, but not to its limit, but it's not very very big, the delta x, which is what they are trying to determine, is
higher,
right?
Is higher.
So for this formulation modification of the commutation relation, what matters is how big of a delta x you have compared to the Planck scale. So this is the parameter that constrains. So you want to go to bigger masses and smaller number of quanta for your oscillator at the same time.
So, sorry, the thing I'm trying to understand here, is it important to compare the delta x you measure with the delta x you expect?
Yes. This is exactly that.
Right, so how you calibrate the delta x you expect to measure? You need to know omega and you need to know t.
Yes, but
every time you have some mechanical system that you're coupled
for some aspect, t is not needed. It's q over t, what we need, okay? But in any case,
I see what you're saying.
So it doesn't matter what...
About the calibration...
I just want the smallest delta x I can measure,
yes,
regardless of my expectations,
yes,
on what delta x should be.
Yes.
Okay.
There are...
Last week, you explain more about this theoretical thing,
Sure. I just want to know what goes into that.
I want to tell you some stories, not some physics. I'm sorry, but because... Okay.
Can you calibrate it if it's going to be a gravity wave detector?
Yes, the displacement. We have a control in displacement at 21 hertz meter over Earth. This is our sensitivity.
When I say calibrate, I just mean, do you need to know what zero-point motion you expect to measure in this?
No problem, because we have 4,000 quanta. We don't looking for the ground state. We want to analyze the minimal energy that we can see. If you are able to see this little energy, you are able to apply all the mathematical tools.
I think maybe his question is related to this. So you use the equation, equipartition theory, that there, right? One, no, the other equation for you. There.
No, this is the parameter. This one?
No. So just the first.
After?
Sure. There was an equation of kt over m omega zero. That one.
That one. Okay.
So you're using the equipartition theorem, but in a gravity wave detector, there is a back action noise from the antenna.
Amplifier.
Sure, to the temperature. So that temperature, you're not sure whether that's T or slightly bigger, higher. So just because you measure certain...
About this aspect, I can explain more.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't like to let this go by. You have this beta parameter. It was 10 to the 33.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
For me, nothing. I'm sorry. This means, but for the theoretician, I know that 10 theories was a trash away because the beta was higher.
To me that if you think you're going to probe Planck scale, you want beta to be of order 1.
Yes?
So you have 10 to the 33, and now you show me a headline that says you're probing the Planck scale physics.
Yeah. But there was theoretician model with beta higher than 10 to the 33.
I mean,
I agree with you. I agree with you. Okay? No, the important aspect about moduli is more important, of course, and this aspect is we don't lose 1 minute of data taking because we maintain a continuous data taking system. We take the data already acquired and we make a different analysis. Okay? This is my main important aspect, that with the same detector in the online situation.
There are experiments where actually, the expected effects of moduli are on the order of the experimental sensitivity. It's not this way, but the numbers of order one.
Okay, but for me, I'm very stupid, but until nature physics accept that, I'm happy and it's okay.
But you should be a little more critical because there's a lot of stuff that one can read that isn't really so.
Yes, I agree with you.
Let's move on.
Yes,
Yes. But for me it was funny to show that, but okay. Okay, Auriga, the final story. It's very big, and this is, in this case, this can show that the company realized cryostat was faster than public management because the ground was not ready. This is 91. I'm this stupid guy inside the tractor. Maybe the tractor is my best friend. And this is another important point. Is 500,000 meters cubed of helium gas coming through the contact in these 20 years. 500,000 meters cubed is 750,000 liters of liquid helium. Okay? Use the quantity. Okay, Auriga was rebuilt in the 2003, and we changed a lot. We changed the transduction chain, changed the suspension, we changed the data taking. This is the CAD. The CAD was incredible friends for that because the previous draw of cryostat was realized by hand, and now is the CAD can help not only about statistical analysis but also about model analysis to know perfectly the behavior. And this is the situation. It's clear here the best result with lower temperature. The minimal here is the parameter of the minimal. This is Auriga 2 years before, 97, 99. This is Auriga just 1 year ago. This minimal is given by temperature, Q, and masses. If the maximum Q is the same, this is scalar with the temperature. But we don't reach better sensitivity for bust also. No, it's better to have a larger width. And to integrate more energy from a bust, okay? I have an answer for you. Energy. This is the sensitivity energy of the squid, of Trento squid, okay? This is the simple squid, this is a double squid, and this is the measurement in temperature. Then, quantum. H-bar. At 1 kilohertz, of course. Okay, the question of yesterday is, for some aspect, is how can I express, not well defined, because in the case of people yesterday, the squid was a sensor. Then you put an electron like probe near a big field, electric field. Okay, in this case we need a total coupling, best coupling, backation, one to one, the energy coming and back. That, in this case, you can discuss about energy. Other case, you discuss about sensitivity, picotesla, or what you want. Okay? This is a very important aspect for me, that how we realize the upgrading of Auriga with a different test facility. But after I go to explain, because before there are another problem. We test everything, we control the transducer, you control the squid, you control the suspension. After we cool down, and we have this spectra. What happens? This was the spectra. It was evident that the human activities, that in the days was worse than the night, in the weekend was clearer. And this pixel was not connected with any part of the sensor, the detector. We realized a lot of calibration measurement. This is the answer for you. This is dynamics, is four order magnitude to analyze completely the behavior of output impedance of the system. Okay, you have total control. Then, when you measure some microvolts, you know what means in displacement, that calibration in total under control. There are, you see, scarico and carico is Italian language, I'm sorry, but it means with the field and without the field. The field is that.
What does electric field do here?
This one. The transducer is a capacitance with electric field, and after this, the capacitance is LC, the currents becoming from the vibration of the capacitance, go to the squid line. Where is the squid line? Yeah? No, this is okay. No, it's not there. The field is there. Bar, resonant transducer, field, currents. This is the coupling capacitor, otherwise you discharge, of course. And coupling, currents, flux.
What is the actual voltage between the plates of the capacitor?
7.5 megavolt meter.
Well, but it's not 1 meter apart, right? So what is the actual voltage?
400 volts, because the gap was 120 micron. I'm sorry. Then, okay, I know, it's finished. What we do, or what we did, we realize an optical bench. This is the pneumatic suspension. The Fanio trans theory, we realized that with the liquid helium bath full, that fortunately the cryostat, the thickness of cryostat is 1.2 millimeter that survived. And what is very impressive, just before and after the lifting, okay? And then we started in the 2000 immediately, and then we realized more than 10 years of data taking. Test facility control, and feedback cooling. Last one, okay. This is another good story, and also in this case, it's possible to identify the coupling. In this case, we don't optimize the sensitivity to burst, but we want only to optimize the cooling, what we call feedback cooling. This means we change some resistance in the room temperature electronics, and we are able to maintain the same dynamics on decreasing the effective Q. Also, this was a good results, but also in this case, we see the quantity of TF is far than single photon, but they realized that. I finish. I realized that this changing of resistance on lifting myself over the cryostat, because one time the cryostat is in the optical bench, with the finger you can place it from a few centimeters. It's not possible to go up and change. That the only way was to take the electronics, put the man, change the resistance, put again the electronics. And we realized this measurement in one day. This was a day with not data taking for gravitational wave detector. I put again the. Thank you. I'm sorry for the mess, but I hope.
We already have a lot of questions during the talk, so unless there's something very urgent, maybe we can continue the discussion over lunch. And let us thank the speaker again.
Thanks to you. Thanks, Lina.